home. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded, white, Christian, Israelite brothers and sisters out there. This is Word for Word, and I'm Pastor Steve, and today we're going into the book of Deuteronomy, which is Elei Devarim in the Hebrew. These are the words. And we're going to be doing chapters 31 and 32, and this is for Wednesday, October the 19th. 2016. So these are coming down to the final four chapters here. It ends at chapter 34, and that will be the finish of the Torah as given through Moshe by Yahweh. So we're going to do 31, 32 today. 31 is rather short, but 32 is quite lengthy, so we're going to have to move right along with it if we want to get it done. Moshe is getting ready to pass on. Yahweh's going to take him. He is telling Israel that he's old and all of these things, and it's coming down the end of the whole thing with Moshe here. And then Yahshua, that's Joshua, son of Nun, will take over as the leader and actually take Israel. He will lead Israel into the promised land. So let me get a sip of coffee, and then we'll get started in just a second. Oh yes, that is much needed. This is chapter 31, verse 1. And went Moshe and spoke all these words to all Israel. And verse 2, you can reference Numbers chapter 20, verse 12. Verse 2, and said to them, I am 120 years old today, and I am not able anymore to go forth and come in. In other words, he's worn out. And Yahweh has said to me that I may not pass over this Jordan River. Okay. Yahweh Elohecha will pass over before you, and he shall destroy these nations before you and dispossess them. Yahshua 3091, he shall pass over before you, as has spoken Yahweh, and shall do Yahweh to them that which he did to Sihon and Og, kings of the Amori, and to their land that he destroyed. Now, verse 4, you can reference Numbers 21, verses 21 through 35. And shall give them up Yahweh before you to do to them all the commandments that I commanded you. Be strong, 2388, and courageous, 553, and do not fear, 3372, nor be afraid, 6206, of their presence. For Yahweh Elohecha, he walks with you, and will not abandon you, 7503, nor forsake you, 5800. Verse 7, and called Moshe to Yahshua, and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you must go with these people to the land that swore Yahweh to our forefathers to give them, and you shall give it as an inheritance, that's one word, 5157, to them. Verse 8, and Yahweh, he will walk before you, he will be with you, and will not abandon or forsake you. Do not fear, nor be dismayed. 2865. And Moshe, and wrote Moshe this Torah, and gave it to the priests of the sons of Levi, which carried the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, and to all the elders of Israel. And commanded Moshe to them, saying, at the end, 7093, of 7 years, in the appointed year of release, 8059, at the Feast of Booths. Now, verse 10, you can reference part A, Deuteronomy 15, verse 12, and part B, Deuteronomy 16, verses 13 through 15, and the Feast of Booths is the Feast of Tabernacles, which is Sukkot. When comes all Israel to appear before Yahweh Eloheka in the place that he shall choose, speaking of the future Jerusalem, okay? You shall read aloud, 7121, in other words, call out this Torah in front of 5048, all Israel in their hearing, 241, literally in their ears. That's what they are to do. It is to be read at the Feast of Tabernacles. And we did a big Bible study at Tabernacles and went through a lot of stuff. And in the spirit of the commandments. And we go on verse 31. Assemble the people, the men and the women and the little ones and the sojourner that is within your gates, so that they may learn, 3925, and fear, 3372, Yahweh Elohim, and observe and do all the words of this Torah. And their children that have not known may hear and learn to fear Yahweh Elohim all the days that you live upon the soil that you pass over the Jordan River there to possess. In other words, we are to teach our children. What do I keep telling everybody? Get rid of the video games and sit your kids down and teach them the Bible. Nobody's going to do it. They're not going to get it in the public school system, and they're really not going to get the truth in any Judeo-Christian church that you're attending. You need to learn the Bible and teach it to your children. You need to do that on a personal level. Can't pass it off to anybody. They're your children, Israelites. And said Yahweh to Moshe, behold, approaches your day to die. Call Yahshua and present yourselves, that's 3320, at the tent of meeting, so I may command him. Okay? And went Moshe and Yahshua and presented themselves at the tent of meeting. Okay, in obedience. Because Yahweh is going to make a new leader for Israel. Because Moshe is about done. He is an old man, and he did disobey, and Yahweh's going to deal with it. He's going to take him, but he's not going to be harsh on him. Okay? And appeared Yahweh in the tent in a pillar of cloud, just like he normally did, and stood the pillar of cloud at the door of the tent. And Yahweh said to Moshe, behold, you shall lie down, and I have to sleep 7901, because that's what they called it, to sleep is to be dead. Behold, you shall lie down to sleep with your forefathers, and shall rise up this people and go a-whoring. 2181, this is prophecy. He's telling them what's happening. After Elohe, the gods of racial aliens, 5236, of the land where they go among them, and will forsake me, and break my covenant that I made with them. He's telling them that this is going to happen. Verse 17, and shall be kindled my anger that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide, 5641, my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and shall find them many evils and troubles, and they shall say in that day, is this not upon us, because Elohe, in other words, our divine being, is not among us, and have found us these evils? Well, that's what they're going to say. Then he's telling Moshe right here that Israel is going to do this, because they're a stiff-necked people, always have been stiff-necked. They disobeyed when Moshe was with them. Even his own brother helped with that golden calf deal. Verse 18, and I shall surely hide my face that day over all the evils that they have done, because they have turned, 6437, to other Elohim. They're gonna worship other alien mighty ones, okay? They're gonna even Solomon did that. The most wise of the wisdom of Solomon. But in his latter days, he married all these non-Israelite women, and he had built the wonderful Temple of Solomon and all that, and he started in with pagan gods, even Solomon. So, you know, don't feel bad that we have made mistakes. We just have to correct them. And that's why I'm reading this to you, so that you can correct things in your life, because I want you to be with us in the kingdom. I care about you. You're my brothers and sisters. Verse 19, now write you this song, 7892, and teach it to the children of Israel, and put it, 7760, in their mouths, so that shall be this song a witness, 5707, against the children of Israel. Because when I brought them into their land that I swore to their forefathers, that flows with milk and honey, and they have eaten and are satisfied, 7646, and grown fat, 1878, in other words, prosperous, they will turn to other Elohim and serve them and reject me, 5006, and break my covenant. I mean, he knows this is coming. This is Yahweh speaking. This is not some TV preacher. This is the creator of the entire universe. And he's all-knowing. He knows what we're going to do. And he had planned from the very beginning that he was going to send Yahshua to redeem us. And it's so necessary. All of us need this Redeemer, this mighty Redeemer, Yahshua. Especially us preachers. We were called. He takes the most foolish and sometimes the worst among us, like myself, and calls us out. To his glory, he has taken a worthless person and called him. And it's a signal and a sign to the rest of Israel that if he can do this for one such as I, or Paul in the Bible that persecuted and killed the Christians, the chiefest of sinners, he called himself. And I understand him when he speaks of that. If he can take somebody like me and put all this in his heart, he can do it to you. And will, if you ask. All you got to do is ask. He'll give it. No problem. This is Yahweh we're dealing with, not some little g god. Not Baal. Yahweh, the creator. King of kings, Lord of lords, God of gods. The mighty one. So, take heart. Your life probably is not as bad as mine. Okay? So, you know, all of us have sinned and fall short of glory. But he's got a way out through Yeshua Messiah. So call upon the name of Yahweh and ask for forgiveness in the name of Yeshua and believe on him and you'll be all right. You don't have to make a big public spectacle of it in some Judeo-Christian church and give them all your money so they can send Bibles to Africa and sit in there among the queers and the mixed race couples and all the stuff that are absolute apostasy. Celebrate pagan holidays. Nah. Be Israel. Worship Yahweh. Praise him. Tell other people about him. Tell other people about Yeshua, that he came only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Didn't come for the rest. Sorry, Judeo-Christians. If you say that he did, you call Christ a liar. That's how bad it is. If you say he didn't say that, you call him a liar. It's right in the scripture. And if you call him a liar, you don't truly believe. And you're not saved or born again. It doesn't even say born again. It says born from above. So you need to walk the walk instead of talking the talk just on one day of the week, on the day of the Son God. You need to turn your whole life over, like I have. He's cleaned my life up. I haven't cleaned it up. He cleaned me up. He took me and made me something different, made me a new man. And I put on the armor of God, and I put on the new man, and got rid of the old man. I don't do what I did. Don't want any part of it. That's what he does to you. He cleans you up when you can't clean yourself up. So that's the story. Verse 21. And it shall be when find them many evils and troubles, shall answer them this song before them as a witness. For it shall not be forgotten from the mouths of their seed line. For I know their plans, 3336, that they make this day before 2962, I bring them to the land that I swore. He knows their plans ahead of time. Our plans, because he's speaking to Israel, and brothers and sisters, that's us. But he always says in his scriptures, if you return to me. There's that marvelous two-letter word, the big if. If you return, then I will take you back and I will do this and I will do that. And he gives us this additional promise through Yeshua Messiah. Marvelous, awesome deity that loves overwhelmingly. loves his chosen people. But he doesn't love everybody. There's goat people out there that he does not love. Don't be deceived. So wrote Moshe this song that day and taught it to the children of Israel. Verse 23, and you can reference verse 23 in Numbers 27, verse 23, and Joshua chapter 1, verse 6. This is Moshe speaking the words of Yahweh to Joshua. And he commanded Joshua, son of Nun, saying, "Be strong and courageous, because you shall bring the children of Israel into the land that I swore to them, and I will be with you." He is speaking the words of Yahweh to Israel through Moshe. Okay. Moshe's not claiming to be Yahweh. He is a mouthpiece, because Yahweh couldn't speak to the children of Israel directly, because it would be fatal. They even said that when he spoke to them from the mountain and they all fell down. Please, you speak to Yahweh. And then you speak to us. Don't let him speak to us anymore. Please. It's too much for him. They weren't anointed like Moshe was. And now he speaks to us through his Holy Spirit. And it can be overwhelming. Believe me, I know. Verse 24. And it was when Moshe made an end of writing the words of this Torah upon a scroll, until they were completed, 8552, that commanded Moshe the Leviim, which carried the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, saying, 26, take this scroll of the Torah and put it in the side of the ark, that's 6654, the side of the ark of the covenant of Yahweh Elohim, and it shall be there for a witness against you. Verse 27, because I know your rebellion and your hard neck. Rebellion is 4805 and hard is 7186. And neck is 6203. Behold, while I am yet alive with you today. Rebellious you have been against Yahweh. And how much more? 637 after my death. Verse 28, assemble to me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, so I may speak in their ears these words and call as witness, 5749, against them the sky and the land. For I know after my death you will be utterly corrupt. That is 7843 doubled for an emphatic. And turn aside from the way that I commanded you, and will befall you, 7122, evil in the latter days, 319. Because you will do evil in the eyes of Yahweh to provoke him to anger, that's one word, 3707, through the works, 4639, of your hands. In other words, they will make idols, handmade idols, in the future. That's what they're going to do. I mean, they're just, you know, he knows. He knows. You can't hide things from Yahweh. Verse 30, and spoke Moshe in the ears of all the assembly of Israel the words of this song until it was completed. 8552. The Torah was chanted. Okay? We don't know how today. The Jews have their version of it. And here in chapter 32 is the actual song which was also chanted. We don't know the tune of this. We don't know how. So it's very complex in its construction, and it's an actual song. They sung this in a chant, the way they did it, but we have lost that. Oh, I know, the Jews try to co-opt everything, but because the Jews do some things of ours, does not make it theirs. They are trying to impersonate Israel. You have to understand, they put a little truth in with all their lies. Everything the Jews do is not wrong. They have to put a little bit of right in there to make it plausibly deniable. Oh, see, we're God's chosen people. Well, why? Because you do certain things? It's the bloodline that counts, and they are not of the sacred bloodline. They are mixed seed. So beware of their leaven. I'm just going to read this. I'm not going to give all the Strong's numbers because it's just too much. They're common words mostly. Chapter 32, verse 1. Give ear, O skies, to these words, and hear, O land, the speech of my mouth. Shall drop as the rain my teaching, shall distill as the dew my speech, as the rain drops upon the grass, and as the rain showers upon the herbage. Because the name of Yahweh I will proclaim, and ascribe magnificence to Eloheinu, which means our deity. The Rock, capital R, 6697. It's a figurative of Yahweh, that's Sur. Perfect is his work, because all his ways are just. And El, 410, a divine being, a deity, of truth, without iniquity, just and upright is he. They have dealt corruptly. Now that's 7843. I need to give you that one. Not of his children is their blemish, a generation that is twisted and tortuous. To Yahweh do you recompense thus, O people foolish and without wisdom. Is he not your father that acquired you, and he who made you and established you? Remember the days of old, and consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will tell you. Your elders, and they will speak to you. Okay. Now here we're at verse 8, and you can reference Acts 17, verse 26. Verse 8, when divided to their inheritance, Elyon, 5945, that means the Most High, the nations, speaking of the nations of Israel, and separated, 6504, the sons of Adam, 1:2:1. He set up, 5:3:2:4, the borders of the people by the number of the children of Israel. Because the portion of Yahweh is his people. In other words, we are his inheritance, his chosen ones. Jacob is the lot, 2:2:5:6, of his inheritance. Jacob is Jacob in the English. Jacob Israel. That's us. We are his descendants. He found him in the land of wilderness, in the howling, 3:2:1:4, and that has the inference of howling beasts, in the howling waste of a wilderness. He surrounded him. He instructed him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye. Now that's 6380, and that literally is the pupil of the eye. And it's a figure of speech when they say the apple of the eye. That is the pupil. Okay. Verse 11. As an eagle stirs up her nest over her young, she hovers, spreading abroad her wings. She takes them and bears them up on her wings. Yahweh alone led him and was not with him. And El, 4:10, that's with small e, a deity of racial aliens. 5:2:3:6, Nakar. Okay. Lo Imach El Nakar. He made him ride upon the high places of the land. That's physical height here. So that might eat of the crops of the field, and made him to suck, 3:2:4:3, honey, 1706, from the rock. Okay, bees nests up in the rocks. That's that they used to nest in the rocks and still do today. Unless they're in a commercial beehive. And olive oil from the flinty rock, 2:4:9:6. These are all figures of speech. Butter, 2:5:2:9, of cattle, 1:2:4:1, and milk of sheep with fat of lambs and rams of the sons of the flock of Bashan. Remember, they took from Og the territory of Bashan, and goats with the fat of the kidneys of wheat. And the fat of the kidneys is an idiom for the best of the wheat. Okay? And of the blood of the grape you drank the wine. But grew fat. That's 80-80. And that is an idiom as prospered. Yeshurun. 3:4:8:4, and that is another name for Israel. That is another title of Israel, Yeshurun, 3:4:8:4. And kicked, and that's 11:63, and that is Ba'at, and that is a figurative as rebelled. You are grown fat. In other words, you are grown thick, 5:6:6:6. In other words, your well-fed beast here, like a well-fed a stall calf that they feed to fatten. You are obese, 37.80. Then he forsook Eloha, Aloha, not Ha, Aloha, 4.33. And that is a poetic form for God, okay? Aloha is used a lot in the Aramaic. And he forsook Aloha, which made him, and disdained, 5.03.4, the rock of his salvation. And rock here, with a capital R, refers to Yahweh, who is the salvation for Israel. All through Scripture it says that, I'm your salvation. Yahweh is the salvation, and he manifested as Yahshua to save us. Verse 16, they provoked him to jealousy, 7.06.5, that's one word, with foreign, 21.14, Zurim, Elohim. That is implied by that. It's not actually in the Hebrew. Foreign gods, okay? With abomination, 8.4.4.1, they provoked him to anger. That's one word, 3.7.07. Remember a while back, we talked about goat demons, the satyr? There we go. Verse 17. They slaughtered, 2.07.6. In other words, slaughtered a sacrifice to demons, 7,700. Not to Eloah. To Elohim, small e, they did not know. To new ones, 2,319, that came from nearby, 7,138. In other words, the nations of the heathen around them, that your forefathers had no acquaintance with, 8,175. Now, 7,700 demons, that's Shadim, they slaughtered to demons. And that is implied human sacrifice, such as Molech worship, where they cast the babies into the bronze furnace of a statue to Molech. They burned their own children. Okay. And verse 17, you can reference 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20. See, there's a lot more in this than they would lead you to believe in the churches. They just don't cover this. Verse 18, of the rock, again, capital R, rock, that begot you, you are neglectful, 7.8.7.6, and have forgotten, 7.9.11, L, 4.10 again, that formed you, 2.3.4.2. Verse 19, and when saw Yahweh, he contemned, 5,006, them, because of the vexation, 3.7.08, of his, capital H, his, referring to Yahweh, his sons and daughters. Israel are his sons and daughters. And he said, speaking of Yahweh, I will hide my face from them, and I will see what their end shall be, 3.19. Because they are a perverse, 8.4.19, generation. Children of no faithfulness, 5.29. Now, here's verse 21, and part A of verse 21, you can reference 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 22, and part B, reference Romans chapter 10, verse 19. Here we go. They have provoked me to jealous anger, 7065, which that which is no L, in other words, idols. They have provoked me to anger, 3707, a different word, with their vanities, 1892, in other words, idols again. So I shall provoke them to jealous anger with those which are not a people, and with a foolish, 5036, nation I shall vex them, 3707. Gonna punish Israel with the heathen nations, and we're being punished with the Edomites today. Those which are not a people. The Jews are not a people. They are a mixed race, polyglot bunch of mongrels. They are not a distinct people. That's what we've got today. Yahweh tells you what's coming right here. Verse 22, because a fire is kindled, 6919, in my anger, and shall burn, 3344, unto the lowest parts, 8482, of Sheol, 7585, and that is the land of the dead and its inhabitants, and shall consume the land with its crops, 2981, and set afire, 3857, the foundations, 4146, of the mountains. I will add 5595, and that is safa. That's literally to catch up. I will add upon them calamity, 7451. My arrows, 2671, I will exhaust, 3615, on them. They shall be wasted, 4198, with hunger, 7458, and eaten up with the firebolt, 7565. And that implies lightning. And with bitter destruction, 4815 and 6986. The teeth, 8127, of beasts I will send upon them, with the poisons, 2534, of crawlers, 2119, of the dust, 6083. When you combine 2534 and 2119, it implies serpents. From outside, 2351, shall make childless, 7921, the sword. And from within, 2315, the terror, 367, both the young man and the maiden, the suckling child with the man of gray hair. I said, I would cleave them in pieces, 6284, that's one word. I would make the memory, 2143, of them to cease, 7673, from among mortals, 582, Enosh. Except the anger of their hated enemy I feared, lest their adversaries should misconstrue it, lest they should say, our hand is high, and Yahweh has not wrought all of this. In other words, they were going to brag that they were destroying Israel. Well, he held off of total destruction because he was worried about his great name. Because if he totally destroyed Israel, Moshe pleaded for them. Remember? and said, the nations around us will say that you didn't have the power to bring them out. Goes back to that. Moshe prayed for Israel. Verse 28. I don't want to skip a verse. Because they are a nation which has lost its counsel, and not with them is understanding. Oh, that, 3863, they were wise, they understood this, and would consider their latter end. How should pursue one a thousand and two put to flight a multitude, if not their rock had sold them and Yahweh had delivered them up? 5462. Yahweh can't harm us unless Yahweh permits us. Because not is our rock, is their rock. Even our hated enemies being judges. In other words, their faith is not as our faith. I have to make a note there. Their divine beings of their hated enemies were worthless, wood and stone. Verse 32, because from the vine of Sodom, that's Sodom, is their vine, and from the fields of Amorah, that's Gomorrah, their grapes are grapes of gall, 7219. Their clusters, 811, a bitter thing, 4846. Venom of serpents is their wine, and the venom of cobras, 6620, is cruel, 393. Is this not laid in store, 3647, with me, and sealed up, 2856, among my treasures, 214? Speaking of these non-Israelite nations, he's going to destroy them. Prophesying their destruction right here. To me belongs vengeance and recompense. In time shall slip their foot, because is near the day of their calamity, and shall hasten. 2363, the things that shall come. At verse 35, reference Romans 12, verse 19, and Hebrews 10, verse 30. What's going to come on these adversaries of Yahweh? Verse 36, because shall judge Yahweh his people, and upon his servants have compassion. For he sees, because has gone, 235, their power, that's 3027 as a metaphor for power, that's hand, and has ceased the imprisonment, 6113, and they are freed, 5800. And verse 36, reference Psalm 135, verse 14. And he shall say, where are their Elohimo, their rock in whom they sought refuge? Now he's speaking of the little g gods of these alien people. Where is the rock whom they sought refuge? They that ate the fat of their slaughterings and drank the wine of their drink offerings. Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. When Israel went aside to these false gods, You're always going to say, well, let them help you. You want to worship them? You want to go astray? Let them protect you. You don't want me. Oh no, you want these wooden stone gods. What are they going to do for you? Huh? Verse 39, see now that I am he, and no Elohim beside me. I kill and make alive. I smite and I heal. None can rescue from my hand. In other words, if he wants to put it on you, he's going to put it on you, and there's nobody that's going to be able to help you. Yahweh is it. Because I lift up to the sky my hand and say, as I live forever, if I whet my flashing sword and take hold of judgment in my hand, I will repay vengeance to my adversary, 6862. And those who hate me, I will recompense. 7999, they're going to get their just due. I will make drunken my arrows with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh. From the blood of the slain and of the captives, from the heads of the leaders of the hated enemy. That's what's coming to those who oppress Israel and his remnant. Shout for joy, 7442, O you nations, speaking of Israel nations, his people, because the blood of his servants he will avenge, and the vengeance he will return to his adversaries, and will cover, 3722, his land, 127, and people. And that is the end of the song of Moshe, and cover means protect. And verse 43, you can reference Romans chapter 15 verse 10 and Revelations 19 verse 2. All of these people that are killing us and oppressing us and bleeding us dry are going to receive his mighty vengeance. And you can really read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6 through 10, and it tells what happens when Yeshua returns. Verse 44. And came Moshe and spoke all the words of the song in the ears of his people, and he and Hosea, 1954, that's the same man as Yeshua. He changed his name in Numbers 13, verse 16. Son of Nun, and made an end, Moshe, of speaking all these words to all Israel. And he said to them, set upon your hearts all these words that I testify, 5749, to you today, that you shall command your children to keep and do all the words of this Torah. Verse 47, because it is not a matter of vanity for you, 7386, that's worthlessness or emptiness, for it is your life. Our life is the Torah, folks. And by this matter you shall lengthen your days upon the soil that you pass over the Jordan here to possess. Verse 48, and spoke Yahweh to Moshe that selfsame day, saying, go up into this mount, Abarim, 5682, Mount Nebo, 5015, that is in the land of Moab, that is before Jericho, that's Jericho, 3405, and look upon the land of Canaan, that I give to the children of Israel as a possession. And that's 272 for possession. And he's going to send him up, and he gets to see it. Mount Abarim of 5682, and 5682 means regions beyond in the Hebrew. And die on the mountain that you go up there, and be gathered to your people, as died Aharon your brother in Mount Hor, and was gathered to his people. He's going to walk up, he's going to see the land, and that's going to be it for Moshe. Verse 51. Over that, in other words, because that, over that you trespassed, 4603, against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribath Kadesh in the wilderness of Sin, T-S-I-N, because you did not sanctify me in the midst of the children of Israel. He hit the rock twice in anger and didn't speak to the rock and say, in the name of Yahweh, bring forth water. He would have glorified Yahweh then. But he didn't do it. He hit that rock, and he didn't give glory to Yahweh. He said, must we bring forth water? Uh-oh. Even though Yahweh loved Moshe so much, he's going to punish him because his justice is perfect, as is his love. We need to remember that. He loves us too. He loves us today. But we're in dispersion and we're being punished. And we're going to have to endure this and rely on the name of Yeshua Messiah to bring us out. And when he comes, it will end all this after the tribulation. Verse 52. Yet you shall see the land, but there you shall not go, to the land that I give to the children of Israel. And that ends chapter 32. Now tomorrow we're going to do chapter 33 and 34, and that will end Deuteronomy, Eleh Deborim, and that will bring an end of the Torah of Yahweh, given through Moshe. And then we will begin on Friday the book of Yeshua, that is Joshua. So we're going to finish up the Torah tomorrow. You see now his justice, you see his prophecy, which holds true today. We're still under the Torah. We're not under the law of the Pharisees. That's what we were freed from. But the Torah still stands. We do not need the Levitical priesthood anymore. Their usefulness has come to an end. They were infiltrated by the Edomites. Yeshua removed them as the priests. And he is high priest of the order of Melchizedek. That's Melchizedek. And we are under his rule, and he will be our king when he returns. And I say Shalom Aleichem to you, all my Israelite brothers and sisters. Peace be with you. And I will talk to you tomorrow when we finish up the book of Deuteronomy. Yahweh bless.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.